I remember one particular breakup I went through in my 20s where hindi ko talaga matanggap, as in, for me, ito yung tao na para sa akin, and I couldn't believe, and I didn't want to believe na it was over. And I remember one of the things that I did was, shortly after the breakup, I would always go, oh my gosh, nakaya. I would always go to the places that we went to together a lot. As in, nasa kotse lang ako, looking at the place from afar, crying, super emote, na parang, no, I can't believe this is happening. And honestly, now, tawang-tawa na lang ako sa sarili ko. But at that time, grabe, my feelings were so valid. My feelings were so real, so painful. Yung literally masakit sa puso. Yung you literally feel your heart breaking in a million pieces. And that lasted for a while, I have to say, na I would go to the places, emote, feel all the pain. I remember I'd listen pa to the songs that were like relevant in our relationship. Sobra, parang ninanamnam ko talaga yung sakit. And then, totoo pala talaga na one day, you just really wake up and you're like, pagod na ako? Ba't ko pa to ginagawa? And then you realize, hey, this is it. I'm moving on. Good job, self. Hello, supers! This is Paano Ba To The Podcast, created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. I realize the love month is almost over, and it is only fitting that I do another episode with the theme of love, well, actually the opposite, which is heartbreak. Paano nga ba mag-move on? And also, paano nga ba mag-move on kung hindi naman naging kayo? I have gotten this question a lot from our supers, from our community, and I hope that the guests and the insights I share in this episode will be helpful to you. Let's get right to it. So for this episode, I dug up once again past interviews from the Paano Ba To Archives. And in case you missed it kasi last week's episode, the trouble with good vibes only. I also had past episodes of mine na wala pa dito sa Spotify. They were only on the YouTube channel, the YouTube version of Paano Ba To, which is at I Am Super Bianca. And I shared past interviews that gave different perspectives on yun nga, toxic positivity, dealing with negative emotions, and the problem with good vibes only. And for this episode, because it's about love and heartbreak, I go back to two of the most engaged with, two of the episodes na pinaka nag-resonate everyone who watches Paano Ba To on YouTube. And this is actually from episodes way back in 2016. Context for this episode that I'm about to share. So, in 2016, I just started Paano Ba To on YouTube. And I would tap either people who are super close to me, like Boya Bunda, Karen Davila, or I would super suntok sa buwan message people who I wanted to guest. Pia Wurtzbach, who thankfully said yes. Iza Calzado, hindi pa kami close, nag-yes siya. And this episode, super talaga, ito yung pinakasuntok sa buwan, I believe, because at this time when I texted Angelica Panganiban, she had just, as in super fresh, came from a public breakup. And for me, hindi siya close. Nagpakasakali lang ako. I asked her, I told her about the channel, what Paano Ba To is, and sabi ko, are you willing to give advice on how to move on? And you know what? She said yes. I couldn't believe it. And so we recorded the episode, it was so powerful, and I realized hindi ko pa siya na-share dito sa podcast. Or for those who are new to Paano Ba To, I really, really want you to listen to her super sapul but wise words. So the question was simple, paano nga ba mag-move on?
Siguro i-share ko na lang kung paano paano siya nakatulong sa akin, yung mga ginawa ko. Kasi matigas ang ulo ko eh.
Okay.
Parang wala naman akong pinakinggan noon sa mga friends ko, sa family ko. Or kahit hindi ko mga kaibigan, hindi talaga ako nakinig. Mm-hmm. Ganun naman yun yata.
Yes. Diba?
Parang ikaw talaga yung makakaalam kung kailan talagang kaya mo na.
Tama.
So, ang pinakamalaking nakatulong sa akin ay yung acceptance.
Key.
Yes.
Key.
Siguro, yun yung pinakauna kong ginawa. Tinanggap ko muna na... Kasi usually, di ba, ang nangyayari sa relationship, nagsisisihan kayo.
Mm-hmm.
So, lagi maglalaro yung isip mo eh, na parang okay pa naman kami noon, tapos
yes.
Biglang ganito na lang. Dapat ba... hindi kaya dapat siya tinext, baka nakulitan siya. Diba, madami tayong mga iisipin para mabaliw tayo.
Ganyan ang babae, totoo.
So, nag-start ako na hindi iniisipin. Inisip ko na talagang ganun eh. And kailangan mo yung tanggapin. Huwag mong ipilit sa sarili mo na baka may hope, baka may ganyan. Nag-start ako doon sa acceptance na wala na. Wala na talaga to. So, nung unti-unti, pero feeling ko yun yung pinakamahirap.
Yes.
Siguro isang okay din yun. Nagawin, mag-start ka na dun sa mahirap para yung the rest susunod na lang na parang dun mo na mararamdaman yung forgiveness, yung lahat. Kasi siguro pag natanggap mo, titigilan mo kasi yung pag-blame sa sarili mo, mawawala din yung galit mo dun sa tao. So, parang mas malaya ka.
Tama.
Yun, feeling ko acceptance talaga ang kailangan mong gawin. Alam niyo, may nagsabi sa akin yan na sabi talaga sa akin na alam mo yung pain na yan, i-embrace mo yan, i-enjoy mo yan, kasi
yes.
Yung pain na yan, bihira yan dadating sa'yo. Baka mamaya hanap-hanapin mo, di ba? Huwag naman sana, pero ganun, may mga tao sa paligid ko na ganun magbigay ng advice and na-appreciate ko yun.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi ngayon kasi natatawa na ako eh. Totoo yun. Natatawa ka na na, oh my God. Pero,
yes.
Mapapagod ka din. Yung pagod, masarap din yan ha. Grabe din yung reward din. Kasi minsan gumigising ka na, uy, amazing, hindi ko siya naisip today,
yes,
ganun.
Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm. So, alam niyo ba, ako kasi ngayon, nandun ako sa stage na mas gusto kong ma-appreciate yung sarili ko, mas gusto kong ibalik yung time na nawala sa sarili ko. Ngayon, mas may freedom kang magpunta kung saan mo gusto na hindi mo iisipin na ako, okay lang kaya, nandito ako, baka mamaya nang bababa yung boyfriend ko sa Maynila, nagpunta ako ng Boracay. Parang... Mas peaceful ngayon ang lahat ng mga ginagawa.
Tama.
I-enjoy. Alam mo, ang sarap pala maging single. Hindi lahat ng single ay malungkot.
So yes, that episode is available on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, you can just search for Paano Ba To? Angelica Panganiban, and that episode will pop up. Hindi lahat ng single malungkot. Sobrang totoo. And I was able to appreciate that yung kwento ko kanina na breakup na parang kala ko end of the world na. When I did appreciate my being single, I was like, uy, ang saya nga pala talaga maging single. Masaya if you're with someone, masaya din if you're single. Shortly after that episode with Angelica, I got several messages and comments saying, paano mag-move on kung hindi naman naging kayo? And this is a question that I got again recently, which is why I thought of putting these two episodes together for this podcast. Paano nga ba mag-move on kung hindi naman naging kayo? It sounds like a silly question, pero sa totoo lang, what a struggle, diba? And so, many years ago as well, I decided to guest Rain Dagala, who is my stylist, and he at that time was working with me in Meg Magazine as our fashion editor, and I was the editor-in-chief. And alam ko yung mga pinagdaanan niya sa love life, and to be honest, sobra akong nagulat na ang dami niyang nabigay na really good and doable advice tungkol sa pag-move on kung hindi naman naging kayo. So yeah, listen to this.
Alam mo, gusto ko munang sabihin sa kanya na sobrang sakit niya. Kasi diba, parang masakit na nga to move on from someone na officially naging boyfriend mo or naging girlfriend mo, but it's harder to move on from someone na hindi mo naging boyfriend because there's that feeling of singularity.
Ang hirap naman ng singularity. Feeling of ikaw lang.
Ikaw lang. Kasi yung parang ikaw, may pinagdadaanan ka, tapos yung iniiyakan mo, nakikipag-inuman lang siya, or nagbabasketball lang siya, or nagsha-shopping lang siya. Ikaw, hawak-hawak sa bahay, pero yung iniiyakan mo, tapos yung care
wala
about
lang sa
you.
Kanya.
Masakit yun. Diba? Since nagtatanong na siya about moving on, I am under the assumption na handa na siya. Tanggap okay. na. Because
or gusto niya.
Gusto na niya. Uh-oh. Because again, to move on from something is always a decision. I guess hindi lang siya applicable sa love, pero in many things in life, di ba? Sa trabaho, sa relasyon sa kapatid, relasyon sa... When you want to move on from something, kailangan firm ka. Until you are not firm, whatever is stopping you from moving on, experience it. Feel the pain. Pagmukhain mong tanga yung sarili mo. Isabak mo talaga lahat. Mm-mm. Everything. Kasi katulad ng sinabi ni Miss Angelica, mapapagod ka rin.
Tama.
And when you've exhausted everything, you will realize, sobra na pala. Kailangan ko na pala talagang mag-move on.
Okay.
And that is the first step. So until you did not reach that point, go for it. Mm-mm. As in, feel the pain. Mm-mm. Because you will not successfully move on if hindi ka makarating siya.
Tama.
Because the first step is face the fact. You have to face the fact that the guy or the girl was never yours.
Ara!
Masakit, di ba? Alam mo, Bi, alam mo yan, matagal tayo nagkasama, competitive akong tao.
Mm.
When you go to war, your objective is one thing, to win.
Mm.
But unfortunately, not everything, not all battles in life, pwede mong ipanalo.
Tama.
Darating yung point, you will fail, you will lose, and that's normal.
Mm.
Because, ganun talaga yung life. When you love someone, especially kung alam mo na mas mabigat yung feelings mo doon sa isang tao, it's part hope, it's part delusion, it's part gamble.
Mm-mm, tama.
Tatlong things yun, diba? And since hindi nga kayo, kasalanan mo rin yun. Kasi ginusto mo yun, diba? And I guess...
Pero tama, gamble. Para sa ating lahat naman, ang matters of the heart is sugal
yes.
talaga.
At yung sinabi ni JC nung episode 1.
Ay,
kinig ako.
Oo,
sabi
tama.
Niya, when you love someone, doon tayo nagiging tao.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go through it. Tama. So don't feel na you're the only person in the whole world na naka-experience yan. Because girl, it's not unique. Tama. Hindi ikaw yung first na tao na karanas niya.
Totoo.
Okay. So when you already face the fact na, wala niya, hindi talaga. Parang, that's a good starting point talaga for me. Kasi ganun ako nag-move on eh.
Mm-hmm.
Parang you will feel when something is over. Kahit anong advice ng friends mo, kahit anong sabihin ng magulang mo, alam mo na, ikaw lang ang makakasagot. When something is over, you will feel it. It's not revenge, it's not anger, it's not grief, it's not whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just plain and simple. Go back to basics. Kailangan mo talagang mag-move on.
Okay.
Okay. Ang good news is...
my good news! Okay.
You can move on.
Oo. Tama.
Kung pagtatagumpayan mo yan. Because that's how life goes, di ba? Mm-hmm. Start with the fact that you, by knowing that you deserve better.
Yun ang tama.
You deserve better. Gusto mo ba na yung partner mo, kaya lang naging kayo kasi pinilit mo yung sitwasyon? Just like contracts, it should be a mutual agreement between two parties. Walang naglalamang, walang nagkukulang. As much as possible, while mahirap i-achieve, kailangan pantay.
Mm-hmm.
May reciprocation.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you did not get that means he's not the one for you. Because... if he's the one, he will make an effort. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So that chat, after knowing na you deserve better, I mean, di ba yung iba sinasabi na to move on from someone, kailangan may ibahin ka sa routine mo.
Mm-hmm.
That's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, maybe you don't have to change your routine after all. You can still do what you like. You can still do the things that make you happy. Pero parang while in the process, I suggest that you use all the learnings. You use it to know yourself better.
Mm.
Dahil may pinanggalingan ka na hindi successful, I hope you identify the things and the reasons why it was not successful.
Mm-hmm.
And learn from it.
Katulad na?
Halimbawa, yung akin. Based on experience, I felt like I was showing or giving the benefits of a real jowa. Halimbawa, dahil nga, masyado ka obsessed, hindi mo napansin na kulang pala siya sa hygiene. Or bad pala ang grammar niya. But since you are delusional or you are into
in love ka,
narealize mo na, akala mo nung una, comfy ka lang doon, but apparently you're not comfy about it. Diba?
Tinanggap mo lang
tinanggap
kasi,
in love ka. Pero na-realize mo, hindi pala ako okay. Diba? Yeah. At the same time, yung sa mga iba na nagiging third party dahil sa kagustuhan na maging sila or something, meron silang ginagawa na hindi na tama. Why? Diba? You ask yourself, what triggered you? Because these things will put direction back into your life once again. Diba? When you answer questions na parang, ba't hindi ka naging successful doon sa mission mo, you'll be better.
Tama.
Diba?
Tama.
And please, stop communicating. Tapos kapag halimbawa, tinanong ka niya, di ba, yung iba nagtitext, may mga paandar yan, o kaya papadalin ka ng prayer based on experience.
Ay, prayer!
Parang, don't take it as a sign na he wants you back. Maybe he or she misses your company, but he or she doesn't want you back. Sure ako dyan. Because if he or she does, nag-commit na yan agad.
Tama.
So, no communication at all. If tinanong kaya na, oh, ba't mo ko in-unfollow? Ba't mo ko hindi kinakausap? Tell him or her that you're just busy. Basta, communication, ex muna for now.
Ex muna, I agree.
As I age, kasi tinatanggap ko na, I'm getting older, I realize that you have to make time your friend. Matuto kang makinig sa sinasabi ng oras, ng pagkakataon sa'yo. Huwag kang nega. Kasi yung iba kasi, in their attempt to, you know, save something, parang sinasabi na sa kanya na stop, go pa rin. Pero makinig ka, huwag mong kalabanin yung oras. Because, you know, time has its way of making you realize things you do not understand. And some things take time. Especially when you are trying to move on. Diba? Masakit talaga! Oo. And lastly, yung sabi mo nga kasi nagka-crush ka, ganon. So parang nagkaroon ka ng new life. And along the way, you found new ways to love yourself again. Because yun yung nawala sa process, self-love. Sinisisi mo yung sarili mo. Ano yung hindi ko ginawa? Ano dapat yung ginawa ko? Kasalanan ko. Na-over ako sa text. Na-over ako sa bigay. Nagkulang ako sa bigay. Laging sarili, girl, be kind to yourself. Ganun talaga yun, di ba? I mean, ganun talaga siya. And parang along the way, when you start picking up the pieces once again, parang go back to the self-love that was lost. Because magugulat ka, the confidence you get from it will allow you to know yourself better and in return, attract people once again. After you find reasons to love yourself again, use it to attract people to come into your life. Diba? Magugulat ka, yung mga darating na mga tao sa buhay mo may not necessarily be the people you expect. Magugulat ka na, ay, hindi to yung type ko, pero I find him interesting. Or he finds me interesting also. Kasi, nag-iiba na eh. Nag-iiba na may maturity ka na, may experience ka na. Ito yung sinasabi nila na may bubog ka na sa katawan. Enough for you to be appreciated by others.
Tama.
So, you cannot love other people if you don't love yourself enough to get the love that you deserve.
Tama.
Yeah. So yun, easier said and done. But again, make time your friend. Yes. Kaibiganin mo talaga dapat yung oras. Because it won't happen, it won't unfold if you continue resisting what time is telling you. Tatawanan mo din yan. Ngayon ka lang na-offend kasi masakit naman talaga yung hindi naman naging sa'yo. And parang, siguro when you pick up the pieces na, ito na talaga yung final. Have the courage then, moving forward, to talk to the person kung how you feel. Diba? Tatimingan mo. Yeah, make time your friend. You will know the right time and it's not triggered by a dinner with your best friend or pressure ng mga magulang mo dahil gusto niya na magpakasal ka. I mean, it will happen at the right time. But have the courage because if the feeling is strong enough, paglalaban mo yan talaga dapat. You will find ways to win.
Great advice, right? Kala mo kung anong chikahan lang, but advice that actually really makes sense. We do need courage and we do need to be friends with time. And siguro, I'd like to end this episode with my personal take on how we can move on. Trying to go back to the things that I did when I was trying to deal with breakups. So I think this applies to people na moving on from a breakup as in relationship, romantic relationship, or moving on from someone na hindi naman naging sila. So I feel like the first thing, and I was talking to a friend about this just recently, it really helps in the process of moving on kapag meron kang bagong kinakikiligan. I'm not saying replace mo kaagad. I'm not saying ma-in-love ka kaagad. I'm not saying date around kaagad. Yung just try to look or focus your attention on someone who really just like makes you kilig, who you have a connection with. Hindi naman kailangan serious kaagad. Just someone na makes you smile. When you see this person, nag-good vibes ka. Kinikilig ka pag nagte-text siya, 'di ba? Just something like that. Of course, if it gets deeper, make sure na hindi ka naman paasa dun sa taong 'yon kasi baka may pinagdadaanan din siya, but someone lang to make you smile every day. Malaking bagay 'yon kasi you realize slowly with people like that in your life. You look back and bakit nga ba lahat ng attention ko nandun sa taong yon? Hindi naman pala kailangan and hindi naman pala dapat. So yeah, that's the first. Second piece of advice is, and this is very personal to me, I guess this was a hack. I'm not sure how experts will feel about this. Pero for me, after you get your heart broken, whether whoever's kasalanan it was, okay lang to feel angry. I think that's so normal. You're angry kasi you're hurt. You're angry kasi whatever may ginawa sa'yo. You're angry kasi pinaasa ka. You're angry at yourself kasi umasa ka. All these different layers. And I feel okay lang to feel angry. What's important is hindi ka gagawa ng anything you'll regret because galit ka. But yung ano lang, i-feel mo yung anger mo. And sometimes that propels you kasi to want to seek quote-unquote revenge, diba? Not revenge in the sense na, diba sabi nga nila, the best revenge is beauty or the best revenge is success, ganyan. But what I've found during the times that I was trying to get quote-unquote revenge and parang in my head, makikita niya, magsisisi siya na iniwanan niya ako. Parang yung ganun kong mentality. At the end of it all, whether I super worked out and got fit, whether I really took care of myself, tas nag-glow up, whether I succeeded in my career or some goals, at the end of it, you realize na siguro wala namang pakialam yung tao with how you ended up now. But you, when you look at yourself, you're like, wow, I am so much better. I'm a much better person than I was when I was going through that. So yun yung kumbaga mag yung anger, inis, hurt feelings, yun yung magpo-propel sa'yo to be better. And yun nga, you'll wake up one day na parang, wow, ito na ako. Good job, self. And third that I feel is so important when it comes to moving on is to find your support system talaga. These are friends, your family, those who have your best interests at heart, those who know what you're going through, those who will not judge kapag hindi ka makatulog or makakain for days. Yung karamay mo dun sa heartache mo, they may not solve your problems, they may go out with you, diba? Gimmick kayo para to have fun, para makalimutan mo yung sakit even for just a bit. Yeah, friends are so important to make you realize na, uy, hindi naman worth it yung tao na yon. You deserve better and you deserve to be happy. And take the time you need to get there. So yeah, to anyone who might be going through some sort of heartbreak right now, siguro parang, ba't nagbibigay to ng advice eh, this person is, you know, married with kids in a good relationship. I know what heartbreak is like. I've been through really, really rough heartbreaks. And so, dun, I guess, ako nag-channel ng mga sasabihin ko at isha-share ko dito. And ultimately, now I can say that I am 1,000,000% thankful for all the heartbreaks I've been through. Because if not for that, I wouldn't be in this healthy and happy relationship I am in now. So I'm cheering for you. One day at a time, kaya mo yan. Oh, and that is it for this episode. I really hope you enjoyed listening. And as always, I would love to hear what you think. At kung meron din kayong sarili niyong tips on how to move on, please do share it with this episode. Please do tag me at IamSuperBianca on Instagram, Instagram Stories, and Twitter. And in case you aren't yet, please do follow and also tag Paano Ba To on Instagram. Sa lahat mga posts niyo, please do tag Paano Ba To. We also have our private Facebook group, our community of supers in the Paano Ba To Super Group. And yes, if you are new to this podcast, welcome! You are now officially a super, and I would super appreciate it if you click the follow button and the bell button so that you're notified every time there's a new episode coming out. And of course, if you like this episode, please feel free to give a 5-star rating. So yeah, that's it. I hope you all had a good love month, whatever that means in your life. This is Paano Ba To The Podcast, created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. Till our next episode, stay super, supers!